Chapter 2. Pap Comes Back. I spent the next few months with the gang. In the evenings, we planned murders and robberies, and in the day, I went to school. But the gang broke up when it started to get cold at night. It's no fun robbing and killing if your feet are frozen. When winter arrived, I could spell and read and even write a little. Everything was going well. Then one day, I came home to my room and found my father sitting there waiting for me. I wasn't happy to see him. He always made me feel bad.
"You think you're something special in those smart clothes, don't you?" he said.
"Maybe I do, and maybe I don't," I replied.
"Don't talk to me like that," Pap shouted. "They told me that you go to school. I want you to stop. Your mother didn't learn to read or to write before she died. None of your family can read or write. I don't want you to think that you are better than the rest of your family."
Pap was really angry now.
"And they told me that you are rich. Is it true? Are you rich? How much money do you have? Why didn't you tell me?"
"It's not true," I cried.
"Give me all your money," he insisted.
Well, I only had $1 in my pocket, but I gave it to him. He bit it to see if it was real, and then he went into town to get drunk. Every day after that, Pap went to Judge Thatcher to try to get my money, but Judge Thatcher didn't give him anything. The judge gave me my money in secret, but if I had money in my pocket, Pap always took it from me and got drunk. Eventually, even Pap got tired of this arrangement. He said he would show them who was Huck Finn's boss. So, one day in the spring, he caught me and took me about 3 miles up the river in a little raft. We lived in an old cabin hidden in the woods. Every day we spent our time fishing, and once or twice a week, Pap locked me in the cabin when he went to town to buy whiskey. When he was drunk, he beat me with a stick. Apart from the beatings, it was a happy, lazy kind of life. But after 2 months, the beatings became a little too much, and I decided to escape. One morning, after fishing, I saw an empty canoe floating down the river. I looked around to make sure Pap wasn't near. Then I dived into the river to catch the canoe. I rowed it to the shore as quickly as I could and hid it under some trees before Pap noticed I was gone. That afternoon, when Pap locked me in the cabin and went to town, I started to work on my escape plan. I found a small hole in the wall under the table. I made it big enough for me to get through. I took all the food I could carry with me down to the canoe. Then I went back and took Pap's gun, all the ammunition, and the big axe. Suddenly, I saw a wild pig running into the woods. I shot that pig with Pap's gun, and I ran to catch it. I smashed down the front door of the cabin with the axe. Then I put blood from the pig all over the floor. I wanted Pap to think it was my blood and that I was dead. I ran to my canoe and set out for Jackson's Island. It was dark when I arrived, so I tied the canoe up and lay down to go to sleep. I woke up late the next morning when I heard the sound of a riverboat. There were people on the boat, and they were all shouting. At first, I couldn't hear what the people were saying. Then I realized they were shouting my name.
"Huck! Huckleberry Finn! Huck! Where are you?"
I hid carefully so that they didn't see me, but I saw almost everyone I knew. There was Pap, Judge Thatcher, Becky Thatcher, and Joe Harper. I saw Tom Sawyer and his old Aunt Polly and Sid, Tom's brother, and many more. They were all talking about my murder and searching for my body. I listened to all the talk and noise until the boat passed me. They sailed around the island before they returned home. I knew then that I was all right.